Hezbollah has come out on top after its participation in the conflict in Syria. This was the main message Hezbollah's leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah appeared to convey in an interview with the Beirut-based Al Mayadeen channel. The message was directed to arch-rival Israel, as Nasrallah warned that in a future war, the resistance movement has the ability to seize enemy turf that extends beyond the Al-Jalil, also known as the Galilee.
Hezbollah is ready and prepared for a confrontation in the Galilee and beyond the Galilee. We are ready to intervene there and take over. We have everything we need to fight Israel in the future.
Nasrallah also described Israeli air attacks on Syria as an attack on the resistance axis as a whole. He emphasized that the axis itself, and not just Syria, reserves the right to respond to such attacks.
No one has given a commitment that the attacks against Syria will remain without a response. This is the right of the axis of resistance, and it's not Syria's right exclusively.
And while Sayyid Hassan didn't go into the details of Hezbollah's enhanced capabilities, Israeli officials did. Israeli military intelligence chief Itai Braun warned that next time round, Hezbollah will be seen on Israeli turf conducting operations to grab territory inside Israel. Braun also said Hezbollah planned to fire 1,000 missiles a day at Israel in any future conflict.
You know, over the last year, we've seen comments coming out of Israel, which has really talked about the expanded threat to Israel of Hezbollah. So, you know, this notion of Syria being Hezbollah's Vietnam doesn't seem to be carried by or the view anymore of Israeli senior military officers.
Israel's former national security advisor Yaakov Amidror also asserted that Hezbollah possessed 150,000 missiles, describing the movement's firepower as being larger than that possessed by most European states combined. It seems that 2015 marks the year where Hezbollah was able to dash away the hopes of Israel, which had hoped that the Syrian crisis would lead to the weakening or exhaustion of the movement. It even seems that the offensive capabilities acquired by Hezbollah in Syria may make Israel even more hesitant in entering any future conflict. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.